Hey everybody, this is Brother Paxton, and we are going to be bringing you some programs here for the next few weeks on the telecast that we taped anywhere between 8 and 10 years ago. And it's my heart and my hope for you that they will bless you once again. The truths of the Word of God are timeless truths, and the same anointing that was on it then will be on it now. We're going to have nuggets on healing. We're going to have some proclamations that we made out west back in 2009, etc., and so forth. So I pray that you'll continue to tune into the telecast. Just a few short weeks. Blast from the past in Jesus' name. This is Brother Paxton. Come on now. Let's watch the telecast together. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton. Now, this week on the telecast, we're putting together a collection of some of the proclamations that we made on a recent trip out west. Boy, I'm telling you, it was some beautiful country that the Lord gave us to see. And the proclamations are extremely powerful. I pray that you, right there in your home, will join in with us in making these proclamations over our life. You know, it was Derek Prince that first got me excited about proclaiming the Word of God over my life many years ago, as he taught about the power of proclamation. There's two things that we need to engage in these last days as Christians like never before. One of them is proclaiming the Word of God over our lives. And the next one is pleading the blood of Jesus over our lives. Amen. And so for the next few moments, as you sit there and watch these proclamations, my prayer is that you will be challenged, that you will be stirred, but that you will participate in proclaiming the Word of God over your life. Amen. So let's go into the telecast now on proclamations. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton. I'm coming to you from Medora, North Dakota. We're in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Theodore Roosevelt has always been a hero of mine, and I'm thrilled to be here. I'm also thrilled to be able to come home to Traverse City, Michigan, and show this to you and share it with you on television. Let's do another proclamation together today, shall we? Let's do a proclamation as it pertains to spiritual warfare. Sadly, right now in the United States of America, and around the world really, Christians are facing probably the most intense spiritual warfare that has ever been, simply because Jesus is soon to come back. Amen? But the good gospel news is that you and I can hold our faith till the end. Amen? And we can be victorious in Christ. Amen. Let's make this proclamation together, shall we? I am the righteousness of Christ. No evil can harm me. For God has given me authority to overcome the power of the enemy. I will not fear because God is with me. I will not be dismayed because He is my God. He strengthens me. He helps me. He holds me with His victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. As a servant of God, I have inherited peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing right here, is the word of our testimony. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Christ came that I might have and enjoy abundant life. The devil roams around like a roaring lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking to seize and devour me. But I withstand the enemy and remain firm in my faith. With God, I gain the victory. He tramples down my enemies. Praise the Lord. There is no trial or temptation that comes to me that I cannot bear. God is faithful to His word and His compassionate nature. He will not allow me to be tempted beyond my strength to resist or my power to endure. The weapons of my warfare are not of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and the destruction of strongholds. Praise God. When the enemy comes against me, I cry out to God, who is my shelter and my refuge, a strong tower against my adversary. You are always near to me, a very present help in trouble. You hear my cry and save me. I count it all joy when trials and tribulations come my way, for the testing of my faith will produce patience. I will stand the test and be approved. Now there is a powerful testimony for you and me today. I will stand the test no matter what it is, no matter what I'm going through right now, no matter how the enemy fights. I will stand the test and I will be approved because I am in Christ. Hallelujah. I will receive the victor's crown of life, which God has promised to those who love Him. Thanks be to God, who makes me a conqueror and gives me victory in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now that's our testimony, neighbor. That's our testimony. We are victorious in spiritual warfare. And as Angie pans out across this beautiful scenery in Medora, North Dakota, the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, I want to leave you with this thought. If you stand on the Word of Almighty God, you can be victorious in every spiritual battle. Go with God. He'll go with you. Bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton. I'm coming to you once again from the Black Hills of South Dakota, one of the most beautiful spots on the face of the earth. I want to give you now, in case you watch us frequently, you know we've been doing kind of a series of proclamations, the power of proclamation, the spoken word, when you speak God's word and God moves on your behalf, because God will always honor His word. I want to give you a little proclamation here tonight on the favor of God, the favor of God. And so we're just going to say this like Angie and I say it when we make our proclamations before the Lord, from His word. Now that's awful important that you understand. We're talking about the word of God here, not so much my words or Angie's words or any person's words. These are the word of God put in a prayer proclamation form. This one is about the favor of God. In the name of Jesus, I am the righteousness of God. Therefore, I am entitled to covenant kindness and favor. The favor of God is among the righteous. His favor surrounds the righteous. You know, the other day, we were at a museum, an old ghost town museum here in South Dakota, and they talked about how the wagon trains would form a circle and surround the center area was the social life of the wagon train, and they were surrounded by the protection of the wagons. The favor of God surrounds the righteous. And that's a whole lot more protection than a bunch of old wagons. Amen. I expect the favor of God to be in manifestation everywhere I go. Somebody said, well, that's prideful, isn't it? No. That's not prideful or arrogant. That's standing on the Word of God. That's claiming the promises of God. I expect the favor of God to be in manifestation for Len Paxton, for Angie Paxton, for Acts 26:18 Ministries. Everywhere I go, I expect favor, because God's favor surrounds the righteous. I'm not righteous in my own. I haven't earned righteousness. I'm righteous because I'm in Jesus. I'm in Christ. And He makes me righteous. I am clothed with His righteousness. And the righteousness of Christ has been credited to my account. And yours as well, if you are a believer. If you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, you're the righteousness of God. And you have favor. Amen. Never again will I be without the favor of God. Say that right where you are tonight. Never again will I be without the favor of God. Satan, my days in Lodabar cease today. I am leaving that place of lack and want. I am going from the pit to the palace
because the favor of God rests on me and profusely abounds in me. I am part of the generation that will experience the immeasurable, limitless, unsurpassed favor of God. This will produce in my life supernatural increase, promotion, prominence, preferential treatment, restoration, honor, increased assets, great victories, recognition, petitions granted, policies and rules changed on my behalf, and battles won that I don't have to fight. The favor of God is upon me. It goes before me, and therefore my life will just never be the same. Amen. Praise God. Now that's a proclamation for the favor of God. Doesn't mean that you won't ever have any troubles. Doesn't mean that you won't ever have a problem. But in the midst of your struggle, in the midst of your problems of life, you have the favor of God. And start believing for it. Start acknowledging Him for it. And expect God to do great and mighty things in your life today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton, and I'm coming to you from Comanche Park in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota with a word from the Lord on restoration. Let's make this proclamation together, shall we? God, you have taken away my stony heart, and you have given me a heart of flesh. You have given me a new heart and put a new spirit within me. Your light shines forth in me like the morning. My restoration and the power of new life springs forth quickly. My righteousness in God goes before me, and the glory of the Lord is my rear guard. I am daily, daily delivered from sin's dominion through your resurrected life, Lord. I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ living in me. The life that I now live in the body, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by complete trust and the faith of the Son of God. I rely upon the Son of God who loves me and gave himself up for me. Praise the Lord. There is no condemnation for me in Christ. I do not conform myself to this world. Now hear that. I do not conform myself to this world, the system of the world. When the Bible says that, he's not talking about the terra firma. He's not talking about the crust of the earth. He's talking about the system of the world. As a Christian, as a child of God, as a follower of Christ, I do not conform myself to the systems of this world, but I'm transformed by the entire renewing of my mind so that I can prove the acceptable and the perfect will of Almighty God in my life and in the world around me. God restores for me the years that the locusts have eaten. Praise God. I praise the name of the Lord, who deals wondrously with me. I know, I understand, and I realize that God is with me, and that he is my Lord. He is my God, and there is none like him. And he who began a good work in me will continue it until Christ returns, developing, perfecting, and bringing that good work to full completion in me. You see, when you come to Christ, your entire life, your entire being is restored to God. And that's a beautiful and a wonderful thing. Amen. This proclamation comes from Galatians 2:20, Galatians 3:26, Romans 8:1, Romans 12:2, Joel 2:25 and 26, Philippians 1:6, and also verse 20, Psalm 23:3, Psalm 80, verse 3, Ezekiel 36:26, and Isaiah 58:8. And may the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton coming to you from Medora, North Dakota. Let's make a proclamation together, shall we? Let's talk about servanthood today. Let's make a confession of faith, declaring what the Word of the Lord has said to us about servanthood. I serve the Lord with gladness, for I am His handiwork, recreated in Christ Jesus, to do the good works He has planned for me to do. Hallelujah. I want to serve you, Lord, with passion. Now think, you know how prosperous you'd become If you could do your job with passion, wow. As I allow God's light to shine through my good deeds, my God will be glorified. In both service and spiritual worship, I dedicate my body as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, and well-pleasing to God. I work heartily at every task, for I am actually serving the Lord when I minister to others. In kindness and mercy, I do justice to the weak, poor, and fatherless. With love in my heart, I submit my time, talents, and energies to be used by God in ministering to the needs of others, according to His leading. God sends favor and blessing to me, providing all that I need to finish every good work in abundance. I cling to God, wholly conforming to His example, as I serve others in His name. Praise the Lord. When I'm tired and I'm tempted to lose heart, I come close to You, O Lord. O Lord Jesus, and You renew my strength. You enable me to run without growing weary and walk without becoming faint. I thank God for giving me the strength and ability to serve others, for judging me and counting me faithful and trustworthy, putting me into the ministry, and I arm myself with the Word of God that I might be equipped for every good work. I set myself apart from corrupt and unclean influences. Thus, I am a useful vessel, consecrated and profitable to the Master, ready and fit to fulfill His will and purpose. Praise God. Now, that's what the Word of God has to say about my servanthood and your servanthood as unto the Lord. Amen. You know, God has appointed you to be a servant. He's appointed His children to serve others in His name. You can be victorious in that, and you need to make this proclamation. I hope you're taping this program and so you can watch these over and over and over again, and you can see what the Word has to say. So today, tomorrow, if you're getting this at night, as you go out to serve others in His name, keep these words in the midst of your heart, and do what you do as unto the Lord, and He will prosper you. He will bless you. We're in the middle of some crisis times right now, but God's blessing will be yours if you'll put these principles to work in your life. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton, and I'm coming to you from Outlaw Canyon in Hole-in-the-Wall, Wyoming, if you can believe the name of that town. And in a few moments, I'm going to have Angie pan the ridge here. We've got a little mountain deer up there and all through here. This is where Butch and Sundance came and hid out from the law back in their day. Praise God. I want to bring you a word today, and I want you to remember this truth. Once we have been forgiven by God our Father, He has also forgotten our sins. He has buried our offenses in the deepest parts of the sea, never to be remembered again. He who is all-knowing and all-powerful says He can't remember our transgressions, so you should forget yours as well. I want to have a word of prayer with you, and I want you to reach out to the Lord right now and mean this prayer with all of your heart, with all of your soul. Put your faith and confidence in the forgiveness of Christ and receive yours today. Amen. Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that forgiveness is Your commandment, and I know that I should forgive others just as You have forgiven me. Help me forgive those who have injured me and deliver me from the traps of anger and bitterness. Help me forgive myself as You have so mercifully forgiven me, so that I may put my past behind me and begin anew. Forgiveness is Your way, Lord. Let it also be mine. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And this prayer is based on Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, 1 John 1 and 9, Nehemiah 9:17. I want to leave you with that thought today here from this beautiful Outlaw Canyon in Wyoming. You know, we're all outlaws. Amen. As far as God is concerned, every last one of us is an outlaw, and every last one of us deserves the wrath of God. But because of Jesus, good news, because of Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven. We can have a brand new beginning today. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what's going on in your life right now.
You might be the victim or you might be the perpetrator. I don't care who you are today, if you'll reach out to Jesus Christ, just like this old outlaw and many other old outlaws have done over the years, you can be set free by the power of God today. You can be forgiven today, and your name can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life today. Amen. God bless you. Hello everybody, this is Brother Paxton. I'm here in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota, not very far from Lightning Creek. And I want to read a proclamation to you on reconciliation from the Word of Almighty God. I was reconciled to God the Father by Jesus' death at the cross. I have the peace of reconciliation, so I may enjoy peace with God. All things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled me to himself and gave me to the ministry of reconciliation, that by my words and my actions, I strive to bring others into harmony with God. As Christ's ambassador, I represent his love to bring reconciliation and peace to my family, to my friends, and to those that God brings into my life. Thank you, Lord, for reconciling me to the Father by your blood. And this proclamation came from Romans chapter 5, verse 1, chapter 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, and Colossians 1, 20. God bless the reading of his word today. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton, and again, I'm near the city of Deadwood, South Dakota, in the Black Hills. This is one of the most beautiful places that I've ever been in my life. And I just wanted to take this time to share with you a proclamation sometimes that Angie and I make as it regards healing. So I'm gonna say this like we would say it in a time of proclamation. You know, there's power in proclamation. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you were wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my guilt, and by your stripes I am healed. And I'm made whole. I have died to sin and lived to righteousness because of the cross of Christ. I confess my sins before you that they may be forgiven, and release the prayer of faith that will save me from my sicknesses. And I have confidence that your loving hand, O God, will restore me. I will obey your command, and I will ask the elders of the church to anoint me with oil and have them pray with me for my healing. Jesus, I know you have heard my prayer and forgiven all my iniquities and healed me of all my diseases. Father God, isn't it nice that we can just say that? Father God, that sounds so good, to have an intimate relationship with him. Father God, you sent your word to heal and rescue me from the grave. As I seek a right relationship with you, your light breaks forth like the morning and brings forth in me restoration and the power of new life. As I revere your name, you will arise with healing in your wings, and I will go forth and leap with joy. As I walk in the good news of the gospel, I will be healed of every disease, weakness, and infirmity. I am made whole by the power of your word. I will arise and go forth. I release the faith I have in you to heal me of all my diseases. For your word is life to those who find it, and health to all our flesh. Your favor surrounds me as a shield, so I know that no weapon, no disease formed against me will prevail, for this is my inheritance as your child. Anything that has not been planted by you shall be torn up by the roots. Praise God. I thank you because what the enemy has hidden in darkness, you have exposed, O God, and covered it with your precious blood. The blood of the spotless Lamb is on the doorpost of my soul, and the death angel cannot penetrate it. You have come that I might have abundant life, and your grace and mercy sustains, refreshes, and strengthens me in my time of suffering. Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. You have promised to bind my wounds and heal my afflictions. According to your word, you have taken my sin, disease, and afflictions to the cross. Therefore, no disease has authority over my body. Father God, you have set before me life and death. I choose life. Listen, everybody that's watching this evangelist right now, say that with me. Say, I choose life. Hallelujah. I choose life. And it's all possible by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ today. You have set before me blessing and curses. I choose the blessing. Any generational curses that have tormented my family will be destroyed by the power of your word. I reject every infirmity and every form of witchcraft and every type of warfare that has come against my body. Lord, I thank you through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. I've passed out from under the curse and entered into the blessings of Abraham, whom you blessed in all things. I am blessed with good health and with favor, praise God, because of the blood. Because of the blood covenant today, neighbor. I will not fear, oh Lord, for you are with me. You are my God. You promise to strengthen, help, and uphold me with your righteous right hand. When I hear your voice and obey your commandments, none of the diseases of Egypt will come upon me, for you are the Lord who heals me. You laid your hands on the sick, and they were healed. I was bought with a price, and I will glorify the Lord with my body. For my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I am not my own. I will talk of your wondrous works. I will give you thanks, for you are good, O God. I will declare your greatness and bless your name forever and forever. And there's a whole list of scriptures that we just uttered forth in your hearing today. And I command those of you that are watching me right now with a sickness in your body, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ right now. I'm under the anointing of the Holy Spirit here. Reach out by faith and take it. It's yours today in Jesus' mighty name. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9, the Bible says this, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God." You know, peacemakers create healthy relationships. They're people in whose presence bitterness and hatred and unforgiveness simply cannot survive. You know, that's what God calls us to be, is that type of agent in our circles. That when you come into our presence as followers of Christ, bitterness can't survive. Unforgiveness can't survive. Hatred cannot survive. Children of God who aim to be at peace with everyone is a rare commodity these days. To live in peace with friends is easy, but what about your enemies? Will you take the challenge of Jesus Christ seriously today to be a peacemaker in the earth? It's peace at a risk. Everything worthwhile in life comes at a risk, it seems. This includes peace with our enemies and peace with those who persecute us. Peacemakers are willing to venture all that they have in order that they might perform a deed of peace for the sake of Christ. And that's the thing. When we take that step of faith to be at peace, that is a deed in honor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is known as the Prince of Peace. To be a peacemaker is not a pious ideal or an unreachable dream. In Christ, it's an achievable goal through the help of the Holy Spirit. So as we trust in what Jesus did for us, we can love one another, we can be at peace with one another, and we can promote peace and healthy relationships among the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Bye-bye.